Hey, hey, you're listening to Don't Lie to Your Life Coach podcast with Kim Arrington. I'm Kim Arrington. I'm a life coach, a weight loss coach, an author, and a badass passionate about helping you connect back to your most authentic self. Join me here each week so I can coach you on how to think all those juicy thoughts that get you feeling your absolute best and taking some big ass action. Coaching has changed my life, and it can change your life too. I'm here to give you real life solutions to create a life you'll love. Cause the truth is, boo, you ain't just got problems, you got options. Hey y'all, hey. Wait a minute. Especially in this episode, we got to get a hey, hey, hey. Look at these earrings. If you listen to me on the podcast, you need to go to YouTube and you need to look at these freaking earrings. These are earrings, okay? These earrings are so dope that I didn't even use a lint roller on my black dress, okay? I like these earrings a lot. Hi, y'all. Hello. Hello. So this I consider to be the year episode. This is the week anniversary of the start of the podcast. And before I go any further, I'm going to give you thank yous probably throughout. I did not make a list. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I think a part of me was avoiding this particular podcast. And why Coach Kim? Why were you avoiding it? I think it makes me feel ooey gooey that I've been doing this for a year, that I've been showing up every single Wednesday if you're on the East Coast, and Tuesday into Wednesday if you're on the West Coast and other time zones. I think that to show up for yourself and show up for community is a miraculous thing. And I think that so many people have poured into me throughout my life. It is such a joy to pour into other people. I've poured into hundreds of thousands of people too, literally as a teaching artist and as a performer and everything. But, yeah, I started this whole podcast dive talking about a tree. I started this whole journey talking about a tree falling on our car and how I connected that to hope and how I just wanted it back. And y'all, I'm happy to report, with a lot of work and a lot of self-love and love from others, I have that back. I have that back. I went searching and I found it. And there are a lot of people to thank. Let me start with the obvious. My husband, Victor, who was on that journey with me, both along on his own journey, but us having that near-death experience and him actually being injured, he's made a full recovery. I'm happy to report. But that tree symbolized kind of a new beginning in our relationship. And I have to thank him so much. I mean, he is here with me every day that I'm here. And for instance, in terms of the podcast, he helped me produce the opening and the closing part of the podcast. And literally, he does audio design and audio engineering. So he recorded it, and I'm happy to report I was a one-take Jake on the first part of it, not the second, the outro. That didn't really matter. I'm not into perfectionism, but he
got sick of hearing my crackly computer, the old computer I had that was his old computer that he gave me, and he purchased me a new computer. And he and I talk about so many different things, and I haven't spoken a ton about him on the podcast, but he is an incredible loving presence in my life. I don't think anyone else has taught me more about love than Victor. And for that, I'm so grateful to be doing life with him. Another person I need to thank, and then I'm going to get into what I learned in this year journey, is Jen, my coaching client at one point, now my friend. I'm not going to say her last name because I did not ask her for last name status. She's probably yelling at the screen and saying, you should have said my last name. Ohio Jen is what I want to call her. Jen allowed, you know, gave me permission to talk about, I helped her through the loss of her father, who she adored and who adored her, and got her ready for that ultimate, you know, day when he was going to pass, and helped her through the weeks to come. And I talked to Jen about the podcast, and Jen was like, you need to give me a date. And I came back to the next session. She was like, what's the date? And I was like, I didn't give it to, you know, get a date. And she was like, well, your homework is to give me a date. And here's what's like so interesting. I chose, even though it showed up July 11th, because I was scared of like not doing it sooner, the official launch of the podcast is July 13th, that Wednesday of last year, 2022. And that was her parents' anniversary. Wow, right? I told her that date. She was like, wow. So this one's for you, Bob. That's her dad's name, who I just felt so keenly the whole time when his illness was, when his illness wasn't as bad, and then when it got bad, and then when he was gone, I felt him. One day I was at a community event, and Bob would wear this hat with polka dots. And my friend had on polka dots glasses, like the same color that Jen's dad would wear. And I was like, okay, Bob, I see you. I see you saying hello to me. Now, Jen is listening to this and she's laughing and she's crying. Jen listens to this podcast every week. And, you know, sometimes when we have coaching clients, this is why I do coaching, because it's a little renegade. Your coaching clients become your soul sisters sometimes. And in this particular case, Jen is a soul sister of mine, because she helped push me along on this, because she was like, give me a date. And once I gave her that date, I knew I was going to do it. I also want to thank one of the loves of my life, DeWitt Ellis, because I called up DeWitt and I was like, DeWitt, I need to produce this podcast and this new website. Can I come to your house? And he was like, yes. He lives in New York in Harlem. And it was just such a beautiful background to release the podcast. And gosh, it's so much I could say about it. Like, it just felt like a magical place. And DeWitt and I were in New York when I lived in New York all these years ago. We were homies and ran together. And I mean, his beautiful, DeWitt, y'all, is a genius when it comes to home decor, interior design. Just, he is just got that it factor. If y'all know DeWitt, like, he is just completely himself. And we laugh so hard. Well, I always think about DeWitt. DeWitt taught me more about color and how to put colors together than any other person. And he just is supremely gifted. I don't think there's anything DeWitt cannot do. And I love him so much. And we don't even talk all the time. But when we talk, we just fall right back into place. And DeWitt has heard me on some bullshit and been like, girl, you on some bullshit. And it's just love. It's just love. Those are the first three people I want to thank. Let's get into this podcast. How did I get my hope back? And how do I want for you to get your hope back? It's like, I got it back. It's your turn. How do you keep your hope? How do you do all that? I think you have to go on a deep dive until you find the answer. And I think you have to decide that finding the answer isn't just like one thing, but that it's unfolding. Okay. That you can heal reactivity, that you can get back to a place that's even better than the best place you thought you were. Okay. That's possible. They say you need to teach what you learn, they say you need to teach what you have to learn. And this is what that podcast is about, is teaching you all what I have to learn, teaching you all what I had to learn, teaching you all what I'm continuing to learn, how to make this place we call home, Earth, these people we're with, earthlings, homies, how to make it feel as authentic as possible. Okay. And it's funny. I know that I'm going to be writing a book in 2024. And I'm not going to give you all the title of the book, but what I'm about to say is a direct, is directly connected to the book. So sometimes it's a no for now and a yes for later. Okay. And I call that an elongated or a long yes, right? Like it feels like it's a no. It feels like a not yet, but if you keep with it, the yes is there. The yes is intended. The yes is hiding in the willows, okay? The yes is there, but you are becoming the person who can recognize, hear, feel, see, taste, touch the yes. That's what happened in this last year for me. So also you'll hear me talk about your spicy three issues, finding out what those are and one by one kind of solving for them. Not all at the same time, but one by one, realizing you have the time. Figuring out what your kryptonite is. I just recorded that episode before this. The episode from last year, I took my own advice that was in that episode. I took it, y'all. I took it and it worked. I don't be up here for my own reasons. Like, I don't just do this just to do it. I do this for myself. Yeah. Like, I need to hear this stuff too, but I do this to give to you all. When you come up to me and say, oh my gosh, or you send me a DM, or this one really got me, like, oh my God, speaking of Jen let a husband listen to one of the podcast episodes and he was just saying how I tripped him out, and I ain't gonna tell you what podcast, none of your business. But the point is just those messages are life for me, not because I'm a person who has to have outer validation, but because it gives me feedback about what you want to hear, what you liked hearing, what was actionable. And I do this as service too. It is service to me, y'all, but it's service to you as well. Learned a lot about money, love, and career. I learned a lot about that in this last year. I learned about stamina. Like, I realized the way that I was going with money was not sustainable. And so I changed it. And I did. I'm living it. I realized how I was going with career was not sustainable. So I changed it. That's why There will be less coaching spots available. By the way, I have some available now. You better hop on it while it's here. www.kimarrington.com. Just go to the join waitlist and I'll get in touch with you. And then a lot like this course that I'm building that is more affordable, that is me in your ear, that you get to hear things over and over, that's all about weight loss that centers health at every size. Okay, because that's a movement, right? That centers you enjoying food, but also enjoying other aspects of your life, and also realize you can have yourself for yourself, and learning how to predominantly not overeat, because normalized eating is that sometimes you overeat. But if you want to lose weight, you're going to predominantly not do that. And I have a method that's better than anyone's to teach you how to do that. And we ain't drinking no shake. We ain't counting a calorie or a point or a, we ain't taking out whole food groups. None of that. None of that. If you're interested, kimarrington.com/weight-loss. Okay. So what did I do? What did I do? I grew some tolerance for emotional maturity. I grew the hell up in the last year. I gotta be honest, y'all. I had a little bit of a labeling. This is toxic. They're toxic. There. And one day I was reading a book, The Big Leap. And I was like, huh, what if I'm the toxic one? And I sat in that for a while. I sat in my shitty diaper. Okay. I sat in it a little bit of the shitty of that. And I was like, what about the toxic one? Oh, I am. And I decided that being toxic wasn't a bad thing, especially if I was going to change it. And I looked at some of my behaviors and I was like, oh, that doesn't fly. That doesn't fly. I got to stop doing that. And it wasn't just with relationships or situations. It was also with love. It wasn't just with like my relationships with other people. It was my relationship with money. It was my relationship to how I wanted to grow my career and coaching, all of that. And I'm still working through that. That's not a one size fits all, hit it one time and it's done. That is a revisit, revisit, revisit. If we want to heal, we have to be okay with the version we are. So then we can choose our favorite self. I don't know where I heard that. Like your favorite self, like we can choose our favorite self. And my 2023 favorite self may not get the shit done for the 2025. I don't know. I'll let you know. Keep coming back here. I think also though, with the podcast, it was like not just showing up, but like knowing I had to do it or else people were going to be like, is this another thing she's abandoned? No, it really wasn't for that. It was just like, I'm going to do it, damn it. Like, I'm going to write this podcast description, even if it's like 10:59, I'm going to produce this podcast, even if it's a few hours before it's done, or when I feel the best, when I have 20 waiting, which I was able to do that too, you know, to be produced. When I went to Asheville, here's another thank you. I want to thank Angie Lewis. I'm saying her last name, Angela. Because I went to Asheville in October and I produced episode after episode after episode when I was trying to avoid working on this weight loss course and wanted to look busy, but she opened her home and her heart for me. And that was awesome. I want to thank Kendra O'Neill. Kendra listens to the podcast. Kendra and I'll be talking. She'll be like, yeah, well, you said this in the podcast. And Katie McGee. These are my best friends and they listen and they give feedback and they allow me to work through things and hear me when I'm sounding just absolutely out of it. And they're like, she's going to get it together. Okay. Also want to thank my friend Tamika Bowden. Tamika and I have a constant podcast episode going between us where we are talking about what's happened in our lives and talking about what's happened in our children's lives and our partners in life, which I'm not just saying romantic partners, but our, you know, friends or whatever. And we are doing the work of like trying to quantify and qualify it. And that sometimes ends up a podcast title. Okay. One more thank you before I go to the next thing. I want to thank Roz. I did not ask Roz if I could use her last name, so I'm just going to call her Roz. So I was on a trip with Tamika to Colorado. If you are my Facebook friend, you saw when I put fly fishing. What a shit show. We didn't catch anything, but Tamika had on pearls fly fishing and I could not stop laughing. My afro was getting caught in the bushes as we were walking. And oh my God, I don't remember the little sweet, lovely white guy who was with us. And I said to him, have you ever taken two Black women fly fishing? He was like, I haven't, but this is the best time ever. And hopefully I got COVID on that trip. So my goodness, I hope I didn't give him COVID because I received COVID. I kind of know who I got COVID from. So I don't think I saw him when, but anyway, I recovered. And, on that trip, I stopped in Denver. I had a layover. Roz came and picked me up. And we were walking around a neighborhood. She doesn't even remember this, which I love those moments where you don't remember, but I remember. And she was like, well, how do you think you're going to be different in a year from now with the podcast? And I had no idea that this podcast was like the magic beans, like the magic abracadabra words to changing me too. But doesn't it make sense, y'all? Doesn't it make sense if I'm always talking about change and I'm always reading a book and this is like my thing, my love, my life mission that I would change to? I have learned a lot about loving. And I want to make that distinction. Not being loved. I had a lot of evidence for that. But I have learned about loving my people, showing up for my people in ways that did not make me feel small or make me feel like I was overgiving. I'll link to that episode. But loving my people in ways that honored them and honored me at the same time, like making sure they knew I loved them. Supporting them when I could, or saying, I want to support you so much, but I'm not going to be able to do that. Okay. And when I thought about that, I think about my friend Lana and I think about my friend Zelda, and just I'm going to thank them. I didn't ask them if I could use their last names. Zelda had me on her podcast, and Lord, we were walking in Duke Forest. And I mean, I hit the dust. I felt good. And I skimmed my knee, but it was such a beautiful experience. Cause I don't know, back when I was young, I skimmed my knee all the time. And it reminded me of that young Kim. But Lana and Zelda are women who are older than me and have so much wisdom and so much goodness. And they have invested in me, and that means everything. Like being loved by my people too. Let me just go ahead and put that in there. I've been so loved by them, and I've been so willing to receive it. Like Lana the other day said to me, I just don't know anybody who does what you do. Do you know what that means when someone says that to you? Like that is the phrase I need to pull out when I don't want to do what I do. Right? Or seeing Zelda in the world with a new book. Okay, I'm going to say her last name, Zelda Lockhart, with her book Trinity, and just intrepid is the word that comes to mind for her. Like being around your people, letting them love you, you loving them, but also seeing what they do and what they lean into, like the way that Lana leans into her truth telling. Y'all, I'm surrounded by the best people on earth, and I hope you are too. And if you aren't, do something about it. That's the way you get your hope back. What I really said for number three is loving your people instead of trying to prevent pain. I didn't even put that part in. Okay, let me talk about that. So getting my hope back was loving my people instead of trying to prevent pain. Sometimes loving is listening. Sometimes loving is letting people be where they are. Sometimes loving people is not taking it personal when they pull back. Sometimes love, like me not trying to prevent pain is I don't got to solve for it. I just, my presence or their presence in my life is enough. Is enough. This is a big one. This is a big one. I had to realize I was already home. And I told this to Victor one night. I was like, you know, I am my home, but where you are is my home too. You know, my home is in my dome. I take my home wherever I go. But like recognizing that this community that I live in for right now in Durham, North Carolina is my home. And I fought hard against that. I have a lot of places I love, but there is something about this particular community that I'm nesting in right now that is where I'm supposed to be. And I just know it. Like, this is my home. And these friends I have, and being down the street from my mama and knowing the stores to go to, like, I don't want to start over nowhere right now. I don't want to know where the dry cleaner is or find the doctor or find the dentist. I want to know what I know, and I want to know what I know here. And that is super big from last year, because I was like, get me out of here. Like, how can I like find a new, like, I need adventure. And then I went and had some adventures, and I always got to come back here. And this is my home. This will always be my home. But I do get to go out into see the world, see people, but come back to this home base. Okay. This is a big one. All of them. This is a big one. I learned how to ask people to directly meet my needs. I grew up, especially with the loss of my dad. And a challenging relationship with my dad at times. I grew up feeling like I couldn't ask for what I needed, and that I had to indirectly or even manipulate to get some of my needs and met. And now I know that's not true. I can directly ask for what I need, and if a person can't meet it, I always can meet it myself, or I can ask another one of my people to meet it. Somebody in my crew, because my crew is the best. Like, that's why I had to say all those people's names. I almost called them what my mama used to call me. I caught myself. That's why I had to say all their names, because I, like, they know their presence in my life. God knows. And I am missing one. And this is a good one for this one. I need to thank Rana. I did not ask Rana to say her last name. Rana is my Howard friend. She's my friend I got from Howard University. And she and I were just rapping on this. Rana will send me a text after every damn podcast. She sent me one today that said I was on the beach and I was listening to the podcast, and she gives me immediate feedback, which of course feels good. But our whole conversation last week was like, gotta ask for what we want. Hey, it changed. It's okay that it changed. Now let's ask for what we want in this way. So even if what you want changes, you still can ask for it. Okay. Allowing yourself to be loved and to actually receive. I'm affirming something. I saw this on a, I don't know if it was the TikTok, the Instagram, the Facebook. It was some kind of audio visual reel. It wasn't YouTube. But there's this woman who says, one of the affirmations, she said, say it for 7 days, is I am my natural self. I am at peace with my natural self. And it magnetizes people to me. I am the most at peace that I've been in a long time after a global worldwide pandemic and a midlife reawakening. But I had to practice receiving too, allowing myself to be loved and to actually receive and to practice at receiving. What about you? Would that help you with your hope? Would that help you with your hope? I am chosen by myself and others. I am chosen by myself and others. Listen to the Kryptonite episode. This was one of my core wounds. This is my Kryptonite. Superman opens that box, loses all the powers. I didn't feel chosen, and I made some choices that were not in my best interest. And I'm chosen. I am chosen by myself first, by others second. And that's the way I want it. Okay. Ooh, this is a good one. Crying, allowing for lots of tears and all the emotions, righteous anger, indifference, ambivalence, happiness, joy, ecstasy, crying. And when I thought about that too, I want to, even though this is not a feeling, but pleasure, allowing for pleasure from myself and from others has been huge in healing this last year, getting my hope back. Self-grace. Self-grace is a thing. Self-grace is a thing. Allowing myself to make mistakes, to apologize, to not be the good girl, but the authentic woman that I am. Okay. Is that the end of the list? So what are you going to do to get your hope back? Let me not assume. Maybe you already have your hope. Maybe you already have your hope. If you don't, you get to turn over the stone that is you and figure out what you need. Figure out who you want to be. Figure out how you want to be. Figure out why you want to be. To ask for help. Ask the right people for help. I put the podcast in the notes. Ask the right people for help. To create safety. To have to apologize. I had to apologize a lot, okay, in this last year. Like, I'm so sorry I can't be here for you at this time, but I'm doing this and I love you so much. Or I'm sorry I did this and now I will try to do this differently. Oh, this is coming up for me again. I know we talked about it, but like that is okay too. That is okay. That is okay. I want to thank each and every one of you, my dear listeners, for being on this journey with me. And I want to thank my private clients from the past, my current private clients, some of who found me through the podcast. But I just want to thank all of you for allowing me to come into your AirPods every week and just try to make your life better. And a special plug for my clients who have trusted me in some of the most important life transitions they've ever had. So thank you so much. And I love y'all. I really, really love y'all. You mean the world to me. I guess I need to thank my mama and my daddy for making me. Thanks, y'all. Sorry, I just had to tell a joke. No, I am grateful that my mother in particular, who was a lifelong teacher, that this is my version of teaching, that I come from, I'm the third generation of teachers. And so for me, coaching is teaching. And I also want to thank my daddy. He passed away in 1987, was killed by a drunk driver. I want to thank him. He is this professional development. He had his master's in counseling, was working on his PhD, and when he passed away, and he is this personal development part of me. And I'm grateful. It's like Louise Hay says, we choose our parents, and I damn sure made a good choice in both of them, even though, hey, we all have to go on a journey where we are able to kind of reclaim who we are in spite of what happened with our caregivers or did or didn't happen. But I'm so grateful for those two people. And of course, I got to put a plug in for my stepfather too, Roy. I'm so grateful because in some ways, Roy was the compassionate, loving stepfather that I needed and I got. So I'm thankful for that too. Oh, yes. And the rapper. If you listen to the episode, you know I talked about a rapper. And you know what? I decided not to reach out to him. First of all, I hadn't talked to him in years. Second of all, I was like, I think I'll just tell the story and I'll let that be enough. Sometimes it's just enough. In this next year, we are going to talk about ways for you to belong to yourself, ways for you to keep your hope, ways for you to have difficult conversations with people you love, ways for you to thrive, ways for you to experience pleasure, ways for you to feel good about being you. And I'm so glad you're on this journey. Okay, I thought about one more person I need to thank, people. I am a part of an accountability group that I've been in for years called One Taco Bitches. We all met when we were in another weight loss program. They have been on this journey with me in different ways and different varying, you know, but I would show them, you know, the podcast. I mean, they like y'all, the podcast name was going to be You Think You Have Problems. And what was the other one? Oh, it went through a bunch of incarnations. And they were some of the first people I showed, like the placard where I'm sitting on the ground. And, you know, they looked at my website. They were like, here's an error. And, you know, but they have been such beautiful companions. We get together, they usually a couple of Sundays a month via Zoom. Much of them are in Texas. There's Colorado. Roz is part of that. And Maine and Oregon. Am I saying that right? Is it Oregon or Washington? Okay, it doesn't matter. The point is that we get together, we talk about our lives. We've been through parents passing, divorces, new relationships, all different things, children, work, all the things. But at the end of the day, the One Taco Bitches, those are my bitches. And so you're surrounded by love if you choose to see it. And if you're not, go out and find some folks who are going to love you fiercely, just like you love yourself. And keep letting me be on this journey with you. Mwah! I love y'all. Thank you. And you already know, come back next week.
Are you feeling what you just heard? Good, good. Repeat after me. You don't have to figure it out on your own again anymore. I'm here to help. Head over to KimArrington.com and download my free video series, dedicated to getting you feeling your best right now. Look around. There's some good stuff waiting on you. Got questions? Well, we're always talking on the socials, so find me on YouTube, Insta, and the book. Don't be shy, y'all. Go listen to another episode or join me here the same time next week. Finally, don't keep good shit to yourself. Share this with a homie that could use some help too. Remember, we're not lying to ourselves anymore. We're not lying to our doctors. And you damn sure don't lie to your life coach.